evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? Today is February 1st, 2017, and this is episode 28. I am your host, Russ Snyder, and I am joined, as always, with the flabbergasting Kerry Blowers and the flamboyant Kent Waldron. Guys, how you doing? I just kind of want to do a little alliteration there. So, what do you think? Flabbergasting, I don't know. I know it's not a terrible. It's not a terribly nice, but it's not necessarily mean. And flamboyant's not mean either, Kent. You're definitely flamboyant. How you guys doing? Am I here by myself?
Good, good. I'm still kind of trying to figure out the whole adjective thing, but that's okay. How you guys?
I'm not going to lie. I had no time to come up with anything, so those are the first things that came to my mind.
Russ, can I ask you something?
You certainly can, sir.
This is not going to be the obvious question.
Oh.
But what's going on here with the shirt? Oh, I'm noticing the shirt. I want to see more of the shirt. Can I see a little more here?
You certainly can.
Okay. Okay.
It's actually a sweater. Nice. It's a really nice sweater. I got it for Christmas. And honestly,
the collar's nice.
Yeah, it's a little weird of a collar, but it's really nice and warm. And honestly, I just love this sweater. So.
And that's what we're bringing to the wrestling podcast this week.
Yeah, that's right. Talk. Talking about flamboyancy, right?
Stop it.
All right, so this is a wrestling podcast. We like to talk wrestling, and there's a lot of wrestling that went on here. So, pretty sure, though, Kerry has some breaking news for us, and we got to go to it right away. This is not a normal podcast. Normally, we go to what tickles our fancy, but this week, we're breaking form because we got some breaking news. Kerry, hit us up with it.
Well, guys, I have breaking news that just came in on WWE.com today. Apparently, Seth Rollins has re-injured his surgically repaired right knee. And that happened during Raw's closing segment on Monday night with Samoa Joe. Now, if we all remember correctly, this is the same knee that he forced him to miss last year's WrestleMania and also led him to vacate the title at the end of 2015. So here are the details, guys, as I know them. It has been confirmed by multiple wrestling sources that it is not part of the storyline. Apparently, if you watch the video of the segment, it looks like Rollins fell awkwardly after being taken down by Samoa Joe in the Coquina clutch. Rollins was seen leaving the arena on crutches after Monday Night Raw. And today he was in Birmingham, Alabama to be examined by Dr. James Andrews. So far, no diagnosis or time frame has been announced as to if he's going to be out, if he's going to miss Mania. Apparently, I also saw Dave Meltzer has a source that says that WWE Creative is trying to come up with potential emergency plans for Triple H for Mania. So, I guess, and there's multiple things on Twitter and, you know, Instagram about get well wishes for Rollins, some comments from Joe and stuff like that. So, all in all,
I've heard the comments from Joe are not flattering. They're more, you know, in story.
Yeah, yeah, that's what those are. But basically, even Rollins said, hey, regardless, I'm going to be back. This is just a setback. I still want to fight Triple H. I still want to be king. That's kind of what he just posted on Twitter maybe a few hours ago. So, I mean, nothing announced, but yeah. All I have to say is, poor Seth, not again.
Seriously, especially... Well, go ahead, Kat.
No, go ahead, Russ.
Well, I was going to say, seriously, especially since, you know, he just came back, and they've been basically holding off on everything he's been doing for a storyline with Triple H. So he's been, like, on the back burner doing almost nothing. I wouldn't say he's doing nothing, but almost nothing. And then they hold him off of Royal Rumble just to get injured right before his storyline finally picks up and gets interesting. That's a real shot to the old bait and tackle there.
You guys remember, like, I don't know, a few months ago
We did this whole bit about Seth Rollins being the number one pick, and it was ruled against me that Seth Rollins was a worthy number one pick. And yet here we are, back-to-back WrestleManias that this mofo is going to miss.
Possibly. We don't know yet. We don't know.
Here's the best part. On the blog at 9deuce.com/wrestling, I ask a question about the Shield. I didn't know anything about the injury, and I still put Seth where I put him. And that's hilarious, because Seth's at the bottom of that barrel. He's not the best of the Shield. WWE wants to treat him like the best, but he's not the best. Mm. He's injury prone. And damn it, Joe's an unsafe guy. Joe killed your boy, Russ.
Quickly,
Joe, like, murdered your guy. Where's Bret Hart with the commentary?
Yeah, no, hold on. That's a good point here. I want to bring that up. Joe is kind of unsafe. You know, you kind of hit it on the nail on the head. I'm not saying he's terrible, but let's look at the facts. He injured Tyson Kidd to the point where he is probably never going to wrestle again.
Joe is going to kill him.
Yeah. Now, he's also, I know he's injured a bunch of other people too, so he's kind of not necessarily as bad as Tyson Kidd. Tyson Kidd's that one where you can kind of point to it. That's that, you know, outlier.
That's like the D'Lo Brown with Darren Drozdoff fluke injury,
that
feel.
One. But like Rollins, definitely. Again, not.
Well, isn't that karma? Not the cool wrestler, but karma in and of itself.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was thinking that, too. I was like, geez, that's kind of like karma. It's kind of like Joe saying, hey, I just had finished with Finn. You injure him. Now I'm going to injure you. It's kind of like that.
Joe hooked up Finn.
He did. He did. He really checked up. You know, he did that for him. So, but Joe is definitely not the safest wrestler in the world. So.
Well, that leads me to something that I'd really like to talk about.
Sure.
Russ, you and I had a couple conversations.
We did.
That day.
Yes, we did.
You've had me waiting all day. Can you reveal to us who your man crush of the week is?
Because I
am just so curious.
Okay, well, I know I've been keeping you on baby.
Between me and Kerry, we're bi-curious.
That's true, because there's two of you.
Two of us, yes. Right.
Two means bi. Very good. Very mathematical of you, Kent. All right, so my man crush of the week is Samoa Joe.
Say what?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Because he's an injury-prone jerk, but he's still my man crush of the week. And yes, he possibly...
How does that work, Russ?
Well,
tell us more. He injured your boy.
He injured my boy, and yet he is still my man crush of the week. All right, so here it is. Before he injured my boy, it was exciting to see him back. It's great to see him on major WWE. It's been a long time coming. He should have been in WWE, 4 or 5 years ago? Let's face it. And WWE passed up on him. Maybe because he's a jerk and he likes to injure people.
Those Samoans are real jerks.
They certainly are.
Every last one of them.
Look at the three that we know that we can face facts with.
Roman Reigns. So many more than three, so...
Well, yes, okay. But the three we're thinking of right now. Roman Reigns, The Rock.
Great. A wrestling god. Go on.
And Samoa Joe.
Okay, well, what about The Rock?
The Rock?
He's great.
He's a jerk.
Okay, what about Yokozuna?
A dead jerk.
Okay, what about Rikishi?
A fat jerk.
Umaga.
What about Umaga? Did you say Umaga too?
I just said Umaga.
All right, see, we are bi-curious together today.
Yeah. So, Umaga, well, he's a worm-doing jerk.
All right, well, if I say Us, you're supposed to say oh, so...
Yes, the Usos, well, look at them. Look how they came out on SmackDown. Hmm? That screams...
What about the Godfather?
Be Samoan?
Damn it. No.
Okay, I'll say, I don't... So anyway, yes.
It was a good shot. It really was. Yeah. Come on.
Wait, if we want to keep it, you know, both genders, Nia Jax is also Samoan.
Okay, I've just proved my point perfectly with her, so.
What about Charlotte Flair?
She's not Samoan.
It's not fair to Flair, okay?
Damn right it's not fair to Flair.
All right, so back to my man crush. It is Joe, because let's face it, he is a great wrestler. He is an excellent talker on the mic. We haven't heard him yet, but he is very good on the mic. He's probably one of the best already.
He is such a good, aggressive dickhead on the mic. It is beyond underrated.
Yeah, he is so good. He's what Kevin Owens wishes he could be.
Ow!
It is low, because Kevin Owens is good on the mic, but Joe is... He knows how to be that dickhead. Kevin Owens kind of plays it up a little bit too much. You know what I mean?
Owens goes for some cheers every once in a while.
Yeah, Samoa Joe doesn't give a damn. Samoa Joe don't care. And I love that about him. That's one of the great things about him. Yes, okay, we were joking around a little bit. He is a little dangerous, but he's a strong guy. He's a big guy. But he's not dangerous to
He's really not dangerous. I mean, when he kicked your boy's ass, I did notice, like, there was, like, a red mark on Seth's back. So when I first heard about Seth's injury, I was like, oh, it's going to be his back. And then I come find out it was his knee. And I'm like... Well, Jesus, he kicked his ass twice.
Yep.
So good for him.
What I do find interesting, though, is there's a point, and I don't know, I've heard that there's a point where you can see after the clutch is put on him, it looks like Rollins does scream, you know, my knee, and Joe responds with, are you all right?
I thought that was Seth saying, my career.
It could possibly.
And Joe's like, you'll be fine. Joe's like,
you'll be fine. You'll be fine, right? No, there is a point. I want to see it. I kind of want to look at it. I wish I see it. But that's what I've heard. There's a point where you can kind of see where he's like, Seth screams, like, my knee. And Joe's like, oh, crap, are you all right? And tries to get him all. You can, like, there's a point where he tries to move in the clutch.
Man, it's good that we don't live in a technological era where you could actually DVR it or go online and check it out.
Think
I mean,
so, but
that's horrible. You can't do that.
There's no point in time where... Well, I guess we could eventually find it, but you can't right now. I can't find anything online right now. I'm not about to go through a whole episode to find it.
Even a quarter of the investigative reporter that Carrie
is. Exactly. I'm not the investigative reporter. I don't care.
Bow down to the queen.
So I do want to find something interesting. How come it took them so long to tell us about this injury, though? That's the only thing that I'm curious about.
Good question.
That makes me curious as well. I mean,
was it really as bad? Maybe they're just playing it up as being bad.
But why would they send him all the way to the doctor?
You don't send somebody to James Andrews, who is the preeminent doctor in America for all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, every sport they send because he's the best around. And nobody's ever going to keep him down unless it's Samoa Joe.
Right. So, but, well, why did they wait so long to tell us about this? Or were they, was it?
Why let the cat out of the bag if it's nothing to worry about?
I guess. But again.
Why start a bunch of internet rumors?
Because they just did now. Because, nobody, I mean, it's pretty much confirmed it isn't storyline at this point. But maybe the injury is just. It's enough to have him go see James to make sure it's okay. You know, maybe just tweaked it, but they're playing it up as big because they want to make this angle look good. Because let's face it, a semi-injury, but he's still okay to go for WrestleMania. That's
you don't risk
big
it.
For Samoa Joe, though.
Yeah. All right, so let's pose this question. Suppose Seth is out for WrestleMania because, let's face it, he's out for WrestleMania.
Let's hope not. How dare you? How dare you, sir?
No, it's okay. I can go another WrestleMania without your boy. I mean, last time he was at WrestleMania, Randy Orton was RKO'ing his bitch ass in midair.
Right. When was the last good WrestleMania? Oh, the one that Seth Rollins was in. You're right.
Oh, fuck that. You have to go back a long time for the last good WrestleMania. You have to go back.
All I'm going to say is
you have to go back to like WrestleMania 25, 26. 26. Taker versus Shawn main event. That was the last great WrestleMania.
Okay, all I'm going to say is this. Seth Rollins wasn't at last year's WrestleMania, and it sucked.
Just saying. Charlotte looked awesome that year.
Putting it out there. Okay, so what were you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, pose. He's not going to be there at this WrestleMania. What do we do?
All right, so who do we have Samoa Joe fight? Kerry, I'd like your response. Russ, I'd like. No, I don't really want your response, but I'll give it.
Right.
And then I have the right answer, okay. But I'd like to hear your guys' response first.
Looks like, oh, she went to the right.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's see. I'll just go with Reigns because Roman.
He's got to protect his boy, right?
Exactly.
Interesting enough, though, you say that, you know, who is Joe going to go against at WrestleMania? It wouldn't be Seth at WrestleMania anyway, because that would be Triple H.
How do you know that for a fact, though?
Seems
was
like.
Was this all a ploy all along?
I guess.
I mean, who's to say they were just going to have a one-off match? Or
oh, God, I hope not, because Samoa Joe and Rollins would tear the house down. Holy crap.
Russ, will you stop biding your time and give us an answer?
Okay, fine.
The people want to know.
Samoa Joe should be going up against, Sami Zayn.
All right. So that's fine and dandy, but I'll give one that will knock your socks off, providing that you're wearing socks, which I am not.
I am, so I'm preparing them to be knocked off.
Nobody wants to see a proposed match, a rumored match, so why don't we take one of those participants away from a particular match? I say we have Brand versus Brand, AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe in the match of the night and probably match of the year if they give him enough time for Brand Pride. Why the hell not?
Well, that'd be a great answer, and I'd agree with you, but I thought we had to stick to the brands.
Oh, yeah, because I definitely said let's stick to the brands when I was definitely going to go with not sticking with the brands.
Well, if we didn't have to stick to the brands, I would have said Dolph, but...
Oh, I'm surprised you're not piggybacking on my answers.
No. AJ... Well, if we got to go with someone with AJ, definitely Shane McMahon.
I wish this was 1992 and Undertaker was there to choke you.
Oh, man, no. Oh, my God. How do you waste... Well, okay, is it a waste of AJ? I know we're trying to drop it off topic here. Just real quick. Is it a waste of AJ to put him against McMahon?
Yes.
Or is it kind of a, not an insult, but like, isn't that like, hey, you want to go against the boss a little bit?
I don't care how much you try to make Shane McMahon relevant by having him jump off the Hell in a Cell. No, not buying it. It's not, Shane's going to get in there, he's going to get his ass kicked, he's going to do some flippity floppity shit. He's going to do his little Van Terminator. And he's going to jump around. Look at me. Where'd he go? Nobody gives a fuck. I want that match done in 3 minutes. And I want AJ Styles to interfere in the main event, demand a rematch for the belt, and win it against The Undertaker.
Okay.
Because I still want AJ versus Undertaker, damn it.
So, yeah, oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm not
gave you something to think about.
I'm definitely not looking forward to this WrestleMania anymore. It's really brought me down.
Oh, my boy Seth's not in it. I don't even want to see it anymore.
Well, if it's Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles, too, no. Did you hear what they're
possibly... Would you like Shane McMahon versus Seth Rollins?
Who is it?
Would you have liked Shane McMahon versus Seth Rollins?
God, no. AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins would be great.
That's boring as shit.
Or exciting. Did you hear what they're going to do with John Cena at WrestleMania now, I hear?
Well, concerning all you're hearing is rumors.
It's right. It's still, you're right. It's a rumor. I'm curious if you think that's...
Yeah, there's two rumors floating around right now. Possibly three. I've heard of two. But enlighten us, Russ.
Okay,
please.
The one I've heard is The Miz and Maryse and John Cena versus John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Wow, that's the third one, and that's terrible.
That is
Carrie,
terrible.
Carrie, you've had to have heard some rumor. Do you have any rumors about Cena's WrestleMania opponent?
I have not, but I definitely don't want to see any total Divas, Bellas, whatever storyline match. Especially the belts involved. Why would you do that? Ugh.
I don't think the belt's going to
be involved.
It's just good. Gonna
be a match.
Good.
I've heard that it's going to be either Dolph Ziggler, which I cannot see, or Corbin.
I've heard the Corbin one. I wouldn't mind the Corbin one, but he's
going to
lose.
I wouldn't mind the Corbin one, except they already did the match on SmackDown, which was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Now in hindsight,
well, you know it's not going to be Randy, because if they're doing the exact same thing you're saying right now.
They talked about that on Talking Smack, and damn it, I am amped for it now after hearing Orton's comments.
He's a
genius. I want to see it. Once in a lifetime, Russ.
It certainly is once in a lifetime. I may not want the match, but I don't know it yet. That's all. I just don't know I want the match yet.
When Bray Wyatt doesn't walk out of the Elimination Chamber as champion...
How mad are you going to be?
I don't know if I have the words for that one.
I think you should riot a little bit, maybe.
Oh, man. I might rip my shirt off Hulk Hogan style. It's all going to come crashing down.
Oh, man. It's funny, too, because... I don't mind John Cena having the belt, but you're right. Randy versus...
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, because I'm okay with him having the championship belt for a little bit.
Really? You're okay after that little bit of a hype? You're really okay with him tying the record?
He's going to
break it. We had one record left. We have one record. We don't have the streak anymore.
Nope.
We have one record that is still sacred.
It's gone. It's gone. Record broken.
So why doesn't Triple H... Now, hear me out. Mm-hmm. Beat the shit out of Kevin Owens. Be like, you're not living up to the standards. Have Cena drop the belt, and Cena could go against Triple H. Maybe Triple H could lose it, win it back again. That way he could be up to 16, and then it could be the belt for 17. Winner takes all.
That'd
be terrible, right? And let's include Randy Orton in it, and we'll have a rematch from WrestleMania 24's main event. Yeah, let's do that. Come on. You know it's good. Well, you want to do it.
Well.
Guess what the main event was in Orlando last time they had WrestleMania there?
Orlando. It's been a long time.
I just told you.
Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Triple H. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see it again.
Oh, 24 wasn't a bad WrestleMania, so.
Oh, could you tell me, like, who wrestled at WrestleMania 24, like what other matches stood out to you aside from that great main event?
Wasn't that one of the ladder match, right? There was a ladder match.
Sure. I'm sure John Morrison, Carlito, and MVP and Kofi participated. Probably Shelton Benjamin. They like putting black people in ladder matches back in the WrestleMania 20s. That was just the thing that they did. I can't explain it. But go on. What other matches really tickled you? Your fancy,
tickled
Russ,
my fancy.
From WrestleMania 24.
If we're gonna do it, like the podcast says, tickled.
I mean, like, who'd Undertaker face that year?
Did he face anybody that year? Randy Orton.
So Randy Orton fought the Undertaker, and then he fought Cena and Triple H.
All right. Obviously, I don't remember anything from them. I just 24.
You told me it was a great one, though, Russ.
Well, 24.
You just told me this.
Okay, here. Hold on. Hear me out. 24 was eight years ago now. It had to be.
We have a mathematician here.
It was 8 years ago, because this is 32, right? I have no idea what WrestleMania we're even on, so.
33.
It is 33. Okay, so it was 9 years ago. Doing my math.
No, this is great. I'm enjoying you doing the math here, Russ.
So, 9 years ago... Yeah, you're right. I have no clue. And plus, that's when I hated wrestling, so... The only time I watched was WrestleMania.
Do you want me to tell you what matches you really enjoyed from that year, Russ?
Just give me the matches. I'll tell you if I remember enjoying them or not.
Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair in Ric Flair's retirement match.
That was decent. Wasn't great. You remember it?
Critically hailed as one of the all-time greatest WrestleMania matches, so yeah, I kind of liked it.
Okay.
CM Punk, Shelton Benjamin, Jericho, Carlito, MVP, come on, John Morrison and Mr. Kennedy in a ladder match. Come on, I called four of those guys.
You did. It was probably a good match. It was a good match.
Kane apparently did a battle royal and fought Chavo Guerrero. So that had to be ass.
Yeah, it was that probably terrible.
This great match of Beth Phoenix and Melina versus Maria and Ashley.
I don't think I know any of those names.
You don't know who Beth Phoenix is? She is currently banging Edge. You don't know who Melina is? She's currently banging John Morrison.
And she's off.
You don't know who Maria is? She's currently banging Mike Bennett. You don't know who Ashley is? She's probably banging everybody else.
And Beth Phoenix is basically Mrs. Edge.
I thought for a second you were going to say that Beth Phoenix and Ashley were doing... No. I was psyched.
No, no, no. And Melina is actually the current women's champion for Maryland Championship Wrestling.
Would you look at that?
Well, she is the investigative reporter. She knows.
Russ, what about Floyd Mayweather versus Big Show?
Oh, well, that was the match of the night. I remember that clearly.
Oh, and the main... Well, we had Batista versus Umaga.
Well, obviously that was good.
Yeah. JBL versus Finley.
Definitely.
Probably good. Awful. And the main event, Taker versus Edge.
Well, that was good.
Oh, okay. See, you were right, Russ. Look at you. Yeah, I'm just helping you prove yourself right.
See, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said that the main event was Orton, Triple H, and John Cena.
Russ, every WrestleMania for the past, like, 10 years had, like, 5 freaking main events. No, like, if you're not in a main event and you're in a match, like, you're just a jobber at this point.
If you're not in a main event at WrestleMania, you're on the pre-show.
Nia Jax is going to be in the main event this year. Just put that in perspective.
Oh, man. All right, so let's get... Actually, I wanted to ask you guys...
You want to talk about Nia Jax, of course. Go on.
No, going back to Seth Rollins and Joe.
For fuck's sake,
and
back
Triple
to
H.
Seth?
Yeah, we have to. You know that. Come on.
And gotta go back to Seth Rollins.
So, did anybody else find it now kind of ironic at this point where Triple H's whole problem with Seth was that he was weak and he gets injured, and then almost 20 minutes afterwards he gets injured? Come on, that's ironic.
I don't think Alanis Morissette's going to include that in any song anytime soon.
That would be great, though.
But you know what, Russ? Speaking of ironic, I just finished watching a movie called Reality Bites. That came out in like 1995, 96 range. And there was a particular scene in an elevator in which a lady asked another lady to define irony. I'm saying this in order to pimp out the fact that on 9deuce.com, for the first half of February, I am doing a blog on a bunch of chick flicks. Yeah, I hate my life. In case you haven't noticed, I've been drinking a lot during this because I hate my life right now.
No, time out. I was going to say, I've noticed you've been very bitter, Kat, and I was going to ask you about this. You've been very bitter, but you've already pimped it out. It's the chick flick half marathon, half month marathon.
Yeah, it's fuckaroo February here. It's the bomb diggity. Oh, all right. In all fairness, Reality Bites had some really good music. It had Lisa Loeb Stay, had Big Mountain's rendition of Baby I Love Your Way, which was a Peter Frampton song, and it had Social Distortion's Story of My Life. Plus, it also had like Disco Inferno, a couple other songs. Carrie's nodding because she owned the CD, I'm willing to bet.
No.
You did,
I just
didn't
remember
you?
Some of the songs from the movie.
She remembers the movie. That's what I was going to say. She remembers the movie.
No, I remember the songs from the movie. I've never seen the movie. I remember the soundtrack.
You're missing out. Ethan Hawke with, like, AJ Styles length hair.
I never found him attractive. Never.
You are missing out. That man has an ass on him.
I was going to say, I find him attractive, but that's because he looks like a soccer mom, so.
You know, I just watched back-to-back movies starring men whose name is Ben, and I don't like either one. I don't like Ben Stiller. I sure as shit don't like Ben Affleck. It's not as bad as, like, Brandon's. I hate Brandon's.
Brandon's.
Every single Brandon I've ever known or heard of, they're assholes. If we have any fans named Brandon, stop listening to this. I don't want you.
Because
don't want you around here.
Because we can afford to lose fans. So
all two of them.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the other big thing that happened this week. Let's move on.
I did that podcast with Steve, yes.
Yes.
But Steve talked a lot. Steve didn't want to even, like, get the fuck off of there. Like, we went about 2 hours, and he was still, like, talking. I'm like, dude, we gotta get off here.
That's too much.
I'm like, I'm hungry. And he just kept talking. Oh. I don't know Steve that well, but that just doesn't seem like a Steve thing to me.
It is.
Very weird.
Steve is... Well, when you're talking about the things he likes, that's a Steve thing, but...
So, Wrestling and Faith No More?
Yep. Those are the only two things that I know he likes, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, the Royal Rumble. Let's get into that. The Royal Rumble. Happened this weekend. What you think, Carrie?
I mean, it was, all in all, a decent Rumble. I mean, I wish there were some more surprises and everything wasn't so kind of planned out, but it wasn't bad.
I'm sorry, Gary. I don't want to interrupt you, but real quick, the Rumble.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm definitely going to interrupt you.
The Rumble overall, not just the match. We'll get to the match in a few moments. The Rumble overall.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
We'll get to the Rumble match in a second.
Let's see. Owens. Yeah. Let me try that again, guys. Owens Reigns wasn't too bad. Cena Styles was okay. Everything else. That's my feelings on everything.
Wait a second here. Are you trying to tell me you're not going to mention Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax in possibly the match of the year?
Are you kidding me? I gave that a 0.5 out of 9.2. That's
the lowest rating I've ever seen.
Yeah, if it's that bad, remember, Carrie, if it's that bad, it's 2.9. It's the reverse deuce. Always the worst you can get.
No, that's not true at all, Russ.
It should be.
I've given many things ones, like Salo.
Should be a 2.9. Come on, Kent. Come on. Reverse deuce.
Yeah, but that match deserved film. A zero.
I didn't see it. Fortunately, I came over to Kent's house a little later than normal.
You missed nothing.
Pretty much on time, and I missed nothing. I almost the only match I think I missed that was worthwhile would have been the tag match.
Yeah. That match was adequate.
Now,
I mean, it should have been better than it was. That's all. Like, it was perfectly acceptable, but no. Like, come on. Seriously, are you going to book it like that after all this time? You book it like that when maybe the faces get screwed over and now you have two refs to even the fields.
Right.
But so you booked it like the heels have been getting screwed week in, week out, and then you get an extra ref. So the heels can win? Like, who was booking this garbage?
Yeah, it was
weird. That's reverse curse, okay? That is an item you buy in Mario Party 3.
I'm surprised, Carrie, that you said AJ Cena was okay. Because as of right now, and I know it's the beginning of the year, that's match of the
year. It's match of the year! How's it feel, Russ? How's it feel?
It does. It feels good. It feels really good. I thought it was an amazing match. I mean, yes, John Cena won, okay, it brings it down a notch. But I was, except for the first maybe 2 minutes, I was fairly entertained by it.
Well, with Cena Styles, I was also having internet issues and dog issues, so I missed half of basically the main part of that match. I did not get to see the end. Oh, wait, I did get to see the end. I saw Cena with the belt.
Oh, and you missed the best part then.
Yeah, I really
before,
did.
It's before Cena got the belt and you thought, you know, AJ was still going to win.
I loved how Cena really, really laid it down at the end. It was very reminiscent. I'm going to go back to before your guys' time, but it goes back to WrestleMania 7. Ultimate Warrior versus Macho Man Randy Savage in a retirement match. And at the end of that match, spoiler alert, you know, fucking 30 years later here. Macho Man goes up and he hits 5 straight elbow drops from top rope. Doesn't put Ultimate Warrior away. And Warrior comes back with 3 of his gorilla press big splash slams and finally puts Macho Man away. And that was very reminiscent. Cena kept trying and he was like getting pissed off, trying to think what to do. And eventually he's just like, fuck it, I'm just going to hit as many AAs as necessary to put this guy away. And that roll through AA at the end, it was kind of a thing of beauty for John Cena, of all people.
It was definitely good. Way above average. It was awesome. I don't know. Did it lose the luster because Cena won, Kent, to you?
No, because actually, when I rewatched it, I liked it more. Okay. Oddly enough,
I was gonna give it a second view too.
Wait, I don't know. I didn't answer your question properly. Yes, it did lose a little luster because Cena won,
mm-hmm.
but it was never going to be a 9.
Even if AJ had won, it wasn't going to be a 9. But it was going to be in that high 7, low 8 range for me. Cena winning it is what kind of lowered it slightly for me. But I can't be... We have to really consider something. We are whiny internet wrestling fans.
Oh, absolutely.
We are some of the biggest bitches in the world. Like, we're never happy with anything. Like, we complain constantly. Like, this is what our podcast is. It may as well just be called the Russ Kerry-Kett bitch session for an hour plus about WWE. Like, that's what we do. Because we're never satisfied, right? Like, we see one good thing, we're like, God damn it, why can't they do this all the time?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, we can't be happy all the time. So I have to consider that, you know, they did put on a really good show. And quite frankly, it did outshine the Rumble. I also want to give props to the Roman Reigns match. But yeah, I'm still left questioning, even after I've rewatched it. Why did Owens add that last chair, that seventh chair to the pile that only served to injure him? Why?
That is funny, because I was thinking that exact same thing. I was like, it makes no sense. That last chair, all it did was... It made no sense to put it on there, because it was too tall anyway at that point.
Absolutely.
And then, all it did was make it look really bad, because when his head hit it, holy crap, I thought he was dead.
It was just a... And my other gripe with that match... You bring out the brass knucks so early on, and they only use them once, and then it's like, oh, we don't want no brass knucks. Really? You don't want brass knucks in a fight in which brass knucks are legal? What?
Isn't this another thing that I found really weird about that match? Jericho was a non-factor, period. Other than the brass knucks. Other than the brass knucks, which KO could have brought down himself.
Don't you think Roman was checking out Jericho's ass at least a couple times?
Oh, absolutely.
That's a factor.
I guess, but you know what I mean? It just didn't seem like there was a point to having the stipulation. Who cares? It was no DQ.
Russ, don't you know that sharks bring in viewers? And this was a shark cage.
True. So I guess that's what it did. Must have brought in some viewers.
Discovery Channel was jealous that they didn't think of it first.
They should have.
Especially since everyone loves Shark Week.
I even got Steve to watch Three-Headed Shark Attack. I'm so proud of this. He hated it.
Oh,
but, I mean, it did have RVD, Danny Trio. And come to find out, the Asian chick in it was the one that secretly recorded Donald Sterling from the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers, the guy that was the owner that, you know, said some racist things and ended up selling.
In private? Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, wow, what a star-studded cast.
That is, actually. Pretty good. Good for them. Now... going back to the Kevin Owens, Reigns match. I got Rollins on the brain.
Oh, I got Rollins in my mind.
It was good. It was a spot fest. It was really good. It was entertaining. I don't know. It just felt to me like they never cut. Did they ever cut to Jericho to showing like any reactions? Because I don't remember. Granted, we talked a lot, but
I yeah, they did.
They did
at least 4 times.
You're making that shit up. You're lying.
I swear to God, Russ, go ahead, watch it.
I don't want to.
4 times, minimal.
All right. Over under on 4 is...
Listen, I also was the closest on the number of spears and KO punches, so suck it. Yeah.
Are you including the ones that Roman gave during the Rumble too? Because I think it was 5.
No, because that was specifically for the match. It was in its own bracket. So yeah, 2 is closer to 4 than it is 5.
It's to 5, you're right.
Sadly, I am right.
So, all right. Let's move into our favorite segment, our namesake segment, because we're talking about the Rumble. Were you not entertained? Okay, so this little segment here, were you not entertained? We ask each of us about a specific question, and we want to know if we were entertained by it. Kerry, we're going to start with you. The question is, the Rumble match itself, now you can talk about it. The Rumble match itself, were you not entertained?
I was entertained.
Don't let Russ tell you what to do. You can talk about whatever you want.
Anyway, I was entertained. As I said before, I thought it was a decent Rumble. I just wish there was more surprises. I mean, don't get me wrong. Seeing Ty Dillinger was great, but I wanted more surprises. Especially since number 30 was not the Samoan I was looking for.
Bullshit.
So
go ahead, Russ. No, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah, you were going anyways. I just wanted to give you permission.
Okay. I was just going to say that she's channeling Obi-Wan up there. You know, these are not the droids you're looking for. This was
old
not
Ben.
Yeah, old Ben. Ben Kenobi. I wonder if that's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I wonder if Ben Affleck's going to play old Ben someday.
God, I hope not.
He will. He is already old Ben, isn't he? Okay, so
he is getting up there. Yes,
the Royal Rumble.
Ben Man.
The Royal Rumble. Let's go back to that. Let's focus. I was entertained, but there's a couple of caveats to it. It was interesting. I kind of like what they did with Strowman. You know, big bad guy. But what I really liked was how Corbin eliminated Strowman. I thought that was great. He didn't get that many eliminations, but he got that big one on Braun. And I thought that was
to
awesome.
To politely interject here,
sure.
Daniel Bryan was also immediately turned on by that move. So much so that Daniel Bryan on Talking Smack, after he was saying how impressed he was, he said that he's picking Baron to win the Elimination Chamber match. So, you and Daniel Bryan, you got something?
We do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I just wish we had a Brie in common too.
Brie mode? You want Brie mode? You want to be irritated by a vegetarian?
Ooh.
Fuck that.
Oh man, I don't know. Could it be worth it?
Come on, Russ. You don't want no more meat in your life?
Could be worth it.
You want to recycle all the time? Save Mother Earth.
Could be worth it.
Earth.
Okay, so I really like that. There were some real lulls in it, which kind of stank. It was funny seeing the Miz. Was it Zayn too? Was it Zayn and Miz both getting, or was it Jericho? I wasn't sure, but Miz was getting finisher after finisher after finisher.
All three guys. But Miz came in later on, so it wasn't. Jericho took him early on. Miz took him more later.
All right, which someone's always in there for those types of things, but I just thought, oh, holy crap, it was funny just seeing them get those. There was a pattern I noticed of one guy coming, especially with the big guys like Brock, Goldberg, Taker. They had a pattern going. And when Brock came out, you knew the next person wasn't going to be Goldberg, but the person afterwards would have been Goldberg. You know, it wasn't the person immediately after. It was like the next one after. Did you notice that with a couple of them? It wasn't just Brock and Goldberg. There was another one too that they did it. I can't think of it now. Shoot. Help me out, Kent. Throw me a line.
Don't want to.
That's how you are. So.
Seriously, that didn't happen aside from those. I mean.
I swear it
yes,
did, though.
I know you predicted a few things right, Russ.
Oh, I nailed so many. That was, I couldn't
right,
believe
right,
it.
Right, right, right. When it's my turn. I can't wait to touch on that.
Yeah, okay.
I'll wait my turn.
All right. So. It was Bray, Randy, and Luke. That was the other one. That was the other one that happened. They had it wasn't the next one. It was the one after. I noticed that pattern a little bit, and it did help me. I piggybacked on one of yours, Bloaty.
Hey Russ, those quotation marks are bullshit. They're bullshit quotation marks. Let me tell you something, Carrie. I'll give you a real life perspective of what happened at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay. This should be good. Let's hear it.
Oh, because I don't have people that will
back
me up on this?
Hold on, time out. Oh, yeah, Ray Lee.
I got three people.
Three?
Okay.
How do you got three?
Myself,
oh, you're
Raylene,
one.
Tom. Okay? Everybody will back me up on this. Because Russ, he will loudly, I mean, I know it's hard to believe that Russ will get loud.
Hold on, Kat.
But Russ
hold
will
on, Kat.
Loudly
before you go into
interject.
This. All right, hold on. Before
Russ,
you go into this.
I gave you your time.
Give us
it
your
is my time. Be
were
polite.
Were you entertained? Were you entertained? Give us that first.
This ain't... No. This is my time. My time is now. You can't see me.
No,
my
I can't.
Time
no,
is
I can't.
Now.
I can't see you.
I'm the franchise. Because name Kentertained. So,
I go and I say Sheamus, and Russ loudly interjects himself, screaming Sheamus after the fact, and then claims that he called it. This also happened later on with, I believe it was Cesaro. I can't
Wasn't. I called Cesaro. You did not even come close because you were waiting at that point. It was after, immediately after Sheamus. You waited for me the entire time.
Russ, is Chewbacca a Wookiee who lives on Endor?
No. He lives on a moon on Endor. By Endor.
Okay. Okay. Listen. I gave you your time. I'm trying to speak the truth. Everybody that knows you completely already knows. Russ gets loud, interjects, and interrupts, and then claims no fault.
Everybody is
just sitting there going, mm-hmm, I believe it.
I do not interrupt, sir.
All right, boys. All right, enough. Ken? No, Russ,
I know where you live, and if I had a vehicle, I would not murder you.
Well, that's good. Because that would be murder. Maybe. But...
Why are you still going on? It is my turn.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Can I say whether I was entertained or not?
No, you should have said that first before you jumped down my throat.
Oh, curb stomp you. Oh, Seth Rollins can't do that because he's hurt. Oh.
He can't curb stomp anyway. They banned it. Come on.
Oh, Randy Orton's going to punt him in the head and injure him for next year's WrestleMania. Oh.
Also banned. Go ahead.
Too soon. Yeah. It was okay. I really thought that they wasted a lot of talented guys. I felt that they spent way too much time. It had been an order from somebody backstage, possibly Vince, to keep the middle lane open. I don't know how it's better to describe it, but the middle third of the ring, from a horizontal perspective, was kept clear for the vast majority. Sami Zayn, Miz, Luke Harper, Jericho, they all kept kind of switching back and forth to hide in like a corner or along the ring apron so the next guy could hit their big move. It was very formulaic, and I get that it's a little safer so you don't do an Irish whip and whip your opponent into a guy who's just trying to get up or whatever, but that looked so bad. I mean, it wasn't just like a minute or two. It was a good half hour that this was going on. Probably longer, like 40 minutes.
When they were doing no eliminations and everybody was coming in, right?
Right. Like, it just kept stockpiling, so we'd be like, oh, Brock Lesnar's still a beast. And I gotta mention something else. No, I don't. I'll wait for later. It's good, though.
All right. It's real good. We'll hold on to that one. You're right. It did seem weird. Also, what I heard, some of the bigger guys got rides down the ramp.
You heard? Did you not see the pictures?
No, I didn't. I just heard about it.
All right, so I gotta elaborate here quickly. I have nicknames for a lot of the wrestling fans that you see, like all the pay-per-views. Right. There are some guys, the sign guy with the red backwards hat and the blue shirt, I called him Michael Rapaport because when I first saw him about 12 years ago, kind of reminded me of Michael Rapaport. The guy that I often called the Randy Orton guy, come find out his name on Twitter is Brock Lesnar guy. They're like, and then by going through their contacts, I found all these other guys that I've long had nicknames for, and now I'm following all these fans that, you know, it's like, cool, now I kind of have a better understanding, including black guy who had incredible face after WrestleMania 30's Undertaker thing.
Oh, it's funny.
Harry seems excited.
It's funny you mention him. I have met him. We were at panel at AwesomeCon last year for Ron Simmons. And Eric and I actually talked to him about whether or not we were going to SummerSlam. He's a pretty cool guy. And yes, his eyes do actually bug out like that.
Hey, got him famous, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Wrestling famous. Let's not go crazy here. I'm more entertained by it because we always sit there and try to figure out who's coming in next. So it's always more entertaining that way than the actual Rumble. Because half the time you're trying to think of who the hell's going to come in next. But you're right. Like, there was this lull right in the middle between, I don't know, 15 and 25, 15 and 30, where nothing was
happening. After Corbin came in and eliminated Braun, there was a huge lull until we got to Brock.
Yes.
That's what it was. That was like the time frame.
Yeah, and it was
nothing excited happened.
Yeah, it was really dull. And this was a long Rumble. And now we know why it was 2 minutes for the entrances. We're trying to figure, remember how he said, why is it 2 minutes? It's because the entrance took him about 30 seconds to get down.
I'm also speculating that the same golf cart was used in Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance for NXT, because he also had the same style bar that he was holding on to as he was riding his epilepsy machine.
Yeah, oh my god. That was crazy. Hey, speaking of NXT, we haven't even talked about that. Why don't we do a little bit of that?
Because it was the worst NXT takeover of all time.
Ooh, I disagreed with you, but then I thought about it. You pointed out to me, I should say. And you're
Steve's agreeing with me, too, so you're disagreeing with me and Steve. Just throwing this out there.
But I'm not disagreeing with you anymore. But it was funny, because when I thought NXT, and you said it was the worst NXT, the first thing I thought to my head was, I've seen worse, but not NXT. I've seen worse pay-per-views. And that's where I was getting my thought process on it.
And yeah, like the one where Sasha and Nia had that match, that was terrible.
So, you bring up the point, NXT, it's the worst NXT that's ever happened, but was it bad?
Here's the question. What was better, that or the Rumble? I'm still not sure which one was better. Despite me saying NXT TakeOver was the worst TakeOver I've ever seen, I have to sit back and really carefully calculate for time spent, because that was 5 hours of wrestling for the Royal Rumble. NXT took up a whopping 2 hours of my time. I don't know. I'm really indecisive about this. I feel like a girl at a restaurant right now.
They're apt.
Thank you.
That's a good point. Looking at both of them, I almost want to say it was equal. Now, again, granted, I missed. Now, here's the benefit to me. I missed a good almost 2 hours. Not quite.
Yeah, you didn't sit through the kickoff show.
Yeah.
If you count the kickoff shows, I mean, even NXT TakeOver's kickoff show, we found out that Corey Graves was no longer going to be on the announce team.
Yeah.
Like, at least they brought something valid. Royal Rumble brought us Nia versus Sasha. I'm going to beat the hell out of that dead horse.
Yes, you will. Carrie, you did watch both or no?
I watched both.
Okay, so what is your opinion on this one? Because this was tough to me. Like, Kent's
jeez,
right.
Russ. Like, she wrote a review on 9deuce.com/wrestling. Are you not keeping up?
Oh, I am. But this is for the podcast, so those people who don't want to read.
Yes. Illiterates.
So, basically, what I thought was the NXT... Okay, let me back up. My expectations for takeovers are extremely high, given the product that we've gotten up to this point. Was TakeOver this past weekend as good as those? No. But we also have to keep in mind that the talent's slightly different than it was when those TakeOvers were put together. I mean, we're still, the women's division, we're still building a lot of talent. I mean, that division was gutted during the brand split.
No, you're right, the brand split.
Bland.
Actually, I want to ask you a quick question. Are they actually building up the women's division, in your opinion? Because I really feel until Asuka's gone, they're not building anything. Just my opinion, but I don't know.
I think when Asuka's gone, it's in trouble.
I think that's when it's going to flourish, is because everybody's going to be on even footing, and we might have even matches again. We haven't had even matches in a while.
It's true.
It's almost like they're giving Asuka the Bayley treatment, where they're keeping her around to help bring up everybody else's game, but in actuality, they're kind of hurting everyone else. It's not good.
Like, Ember Moon is in the Asuka role, except I don't think Ember Moon's going to be that dominant person that Asuka currently is. What'd you think of that NXT women's match? Because I really hated it.
Well, keep in mind that I haven't seen NXT in months. Basically, since I moved.
You're not missing anything.
Okay, good. Like, I haven't seen it since basically TakeOver Brooklyn. It was a good introduction to the women. Like, Nikki Cross, I'd never seen her before. It was a decent introduction to her. I thought that Peyton and...
Billy.
Billy. I I mean, I saw them when they were just starting out when I stopped watching. So it was good to see them kind of improve and start developing a character, even though it's basically a rehash of Lay Cool, if you remember them. Pretty much the same gimmick.
Which is a rehash of the Beautiful People.
Exactly. So with that being said, I mean, it was a good introduction, good review of them. And yeah, I mean, it's time to do something with Asuka. I think in order to build the division, build the girls up, it's time. Let's bring her up. Bring her up. Raw or SmackDown after WrestleMania, whichever one you want to put her on, just bring her up.
Here's a question. Would you rather they have Asuka just get moved up and vacate the title, opening up a tournament? Or is it better for Asuka to drop the belt, making somebody, but also kind of making that person seem unbeatable, which may cause the same issue we're having? What's the better scenario there?
I say they haven't done a tournament in a while. Not since, you know, Paige moved up. I think that would be a great way to get the division rebooted.
I think wouldn't it be great to use that for that women's division tournament thing that they've been kind of talking about?
Yeah, that would be. That would
It'd be kind of neat to bring in some of those new talents while having a prize at the end.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting because if you let Asuka vacate it, she still has that dominant presence, and you don't have to worry about, because you're right, if someone beats her, then they're going to be, they have to be super dominant. And you can't have that anymore. Asuka was that once in a lifetime talent. She is a once in a lifetime talent. And you can have her get beat, that's fine. But then that person's supposed to be dominant then. And the cycle will continue. You're right. Have Asuka say, okay, it's time for me to move up to WWE. Peace. I'm out. Here's the title. You know.
I think that women's tournament, if they actually follow through with it, could not only introduce us to some more talent, which NXT sorely needs a solid women's division, but the main roster sorely needs women. And that would really help expedite things. And God damn it, Charlotte is licking her lips at making Asuka job to her. You know that's happening.
I hope
you
not.
Know Charlotte's oh, just waiting for
it. Asuka is way too talented for friggin' Charlotte.
Yeah, just don't fight her at pay-per-view and you'll be fine.
I will throw things at my TV if that happens.
Though, okay, it was a... this is the only thing I want to talk about for the women's for me on this. It was an okay match to me. There was a lot of spots that they kind of botched. I don't want to say botched, but they weren't smooth.
Any in particular? Because there's one that drove me nuts.
Oh, I know which one drove you nuts. And it was the one that kind of... I noticed it. It didn't drive me nuts, but I noticed it. I was like, okay. It was the table spot. They got the
just because commentary said, look, they drove her through the table. No, they let Nikki flex her hips slightly and just fall. And neither girl pantomimed like they were throwing her or doing anything.
They literally just stood there as she was falling down. And I was just like... I didn't hear the commentary because I tried to drone that stuff out. But yeah, I looked at it and I'm watching him go, I just was like, okay, she kind of fell through it. That's kind of weird. Because it wasn't until she was almost all the way down where they finally started moving.
It looked like they didn't even know it was coming. They were just waiting there and like she didn't give them like, hey guys, drop me now. They just like were standing there like, oh shit.
Oh, she dropped. Right. It was really weird. But the other thing that really drove me nuts was, it was a fatal four-way, and those two girls, I don't know their names, I'm sorry. Billy
and Peyton.
Okay.
Oh, you want to bring up the Steve point?
Well,
do it.
Okay. Well, I brought this point up to you on Royal Rumble 2. But if they didn't care who won the match, once they took out Nick, is there Nikki? Is that her name?
Nikki, yeah.
Okay, once they took out Nikki, and Asuka was nowhere to be seen, why didn't they just go to the ring and one of them lay down and get the pin?
They could have done that within the first 3 minutes
exactly.
When Asuka and Nikki were outside.
Yeah. So why didn't they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Especially at the end when they were pinning Asuka together. That's when I started saying, that's when I was like, well, if they don't care, they could have just won this match and been done with it.
Listen, let me tell you something, brother. Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash were not involved, or else that shit would have gone down for real.
I have another NXT-related question, and Kara, you might be better served answering this than Russ, no offense, just because you've been watching it longer. Have you noticed that they have slowly been changing Tommaso Ciampa's last name to Tommaso Ciampa on commentary? It used to be Ciampa, now it's Ciampa. Almost all the commentary is calling him Ciampa. Have you noticed this?
Have not noticed this. I also listened to your podcast with Steve, and yeah, I didn't notice that at all.
Actually, you know, they brought it up the Royal Rumble. They made fun of Marino. I can't think of his name. The one that smacked
Mauro.
They made fun of Mauro because he can't say it. And I think that's what they were kind of alluding to, maybe.
That could be. It's been a subtle change the past 3 to 6 months. Like, I picked up on it in November at Toronto. They kept saying Ciampa. I'm like, it was once again driving me freaking nuts, but little things in life drive me crazy.
It's true.
So, any thoughts on Bobby Roode? Like, anybody just want to give props to Bobby Roode for being the best heel in the business right now?
It was
perhaps
glorious. And
good adjective. I did not see that coming.
I know, right? But okay, in all honesty, like I love Nakamura and I love Bobby Roode. They're both great. And you're right, Bobby Roode is awesome. He is a great heel. He's got it down. He's got the arrogant heel down very well. Problem is though, people love him. He doesn't get booed.
Yeah. When he goes up to the main roster, it's that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because his theme song is obviously very catchy to sing.
Yep.
He's a very likable guy. Like, even though he's healing it up better than anybody else, do you just give him shitty... Do you give him Xbox music?
No, you can't change that music. It's too late. You can't lose that. That's Taker music. He's got that for the rest of his life. He's done.
He's got it. The things that you just said out of your mouth... No. We're not going to even get into this whole thing. We're comparing Undertaker's music to anybody's.
Do you
want to
change it? Because
yes, I do.
Keep rolling, 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 Kent. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. When we change somebody's music. Oh,
hands up, now hands down. Back up, back up, and tell me what you're going to do now.
Do you really want to chance it?
Well, I mean, if we're going to get Limp Bizkit to perform at WrestleMania 33, then maybe.
But... I don't know. You can't get rid of that music because it's awesome. You're right. It's very catchy. It's awesome.
Then, I mean, do you just make him the face? Like, when you have a talent so good at being a heel.
Oh, God, you can't have him be a face. Would he be a good face? I've never seen him as a face, so I don't know.
Roode was really over in TNA no matter what he did. So, he was good. When Beer Money. Remember how over Beer Money was in a short time? You know, so, yeah, he can be an effective face, but... He's just a guy. He reminds me of Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase was never a good face. DiBiase, like perfect. Perfect was always a good
perfect
great
is a great
heel.
Great heel.
Ravishing Rick Rude. You know, you just have guys that are sometimes just better, predestined for it.
Yeah, he to me is that awesome heel that you love having him as that heel.
No, that's Miz.
Miz is you're a good point. Sorry. Yeah. Glorious. He's that glorious
right, he's
heel.
He's not phenomenal.
Right. He's not glorious. Phenomenal heel. He's a glorious heel. He's definitely that glorious heel that you want to be a heel. When he goes up to... I hope he doesn't go up right away. But I can't wait till he's up on the main roster. But you're right. It's going to be really tough for people to not cheer him.
I actually was hoping Samoa Joe was going to interfere in that match and have, like, a little nod to TNA that he helped Bobby Roode. Like, I am dying for a TNA faction in the worst way. Seriously, Joe, Roode, AJ, and Eric Young? That's a fucking stable.
It is.
I mean, all four guys are great, so it's never going to happen, but...
No. Okay, now, the Eric Young match... That was bland as hell. Is that his fault, or was that... I don't even remember who he fought.
He fought Ty Dillinger.
No, it was Ty? What was the other match I'm thinking of? There was another two guys.
Are you thinking of boring-ass Roderick Strong versus...
Yes, that's what it was. I thought it was Roderick Strong and Eric Young that fought.
I'm telling you right now, Cena is the freaking legitimate. That dude's got so much potential. WWE's going fuck him, fuck it over. But that dude is money if they give him the ball. He's really a good heel. He's really cocky. He's Latino. He may or may not get with Paige.
That's true. He may or may not. You don't know yet. Ty's match, I'll be honest with you, Ty's match wasn't that great either, though.
No, the opening two matches weren't great. The women's match wasn't great. The only two great matches, I thought the tag team match stole the show, but I thought Shinsuke and Bobby Roode was right behind it. But I didn't like the injury angle, which I've bitched about ad nauseum, but anytime you do an injury angle and you don't have the ref immediately run out to check on the wrestler, you're kind of saying to the audience, hey, this is real.
Which is hilarious because, remember, it was so minor, but the ref, was it during the Rumble or was it during Kevin Owens and Roman? Remember how the ref was something really and minor and the ref ran out to check and we were like, well, they did it there.
Yeah, it was that match. And yeah, I got a little penis-y.
Yes, you did.
All right. I want to bring up one more topic before we go, which going relate right into my what really grinds my gears.
Okay.
SmackDown's handling of the tag team division is getting to Raw like low levels of awfulness. Like, what did that segment really do for anybody? The only thing it did for me was it told me, it convinced me, Simon Gotch no longer has pecs. He has a legitimate tit, and like, he needs a bra. This has come from a fat guy that knows tits, okay? He should not be wearing the Andre the Giant singlet because that thing was flopping out. And I was like, dude, hit the gym or get released something because that looked awful.
Is he gotten out? Because he used to look okay.
Oh my God, he has gotten so...
out of shape. Does he just not care anymore? He's like, okay, you're going to screw
the fuck's given is non-existent at this point. You can't blame him.
No, God no. Well, you can't. He's an asshole.
Like, him and Nia may as well start dating, okay? And she may get a better push than Simon Gotch ever will. With much less talent.
But okay. Probably
about same cup size.
Oh my God, yeah, that was funny. You're right, I assume you're going to go for what can we do to fix SmackDown, or just what have we thought of it? Or do you want to go into your grinding gears?
My whole point is, when you do a segment, usually it serves a purpose. It continues a story. It continues a person's push. It does something. And in the case of a title scene, you do it to say, hey, look at all this talent. But in the end, like, Slater and Rhino were kind of left standing there. And I'm like, oh, they're going to do commercial.
Oh, commercial. Yeah, that was really
weird. They didn't follow that up at all. And I'm like, I'm just sitting here like, you know, somebody starts talking and they get into the middle of the sentence and you're left waiting for that person to finish that sentence. That's what they did. That was like going to a strip club. Well, just like going to a strip club. They absolutely did that.
Yeah, good stuff. It was really weird. JBL put it really well. JBL said that, well, that was a lot of fun. I don't know what purpose it served, but that was a lot of fun.
I cracked up at that. And the funny thing was, is that like on Talking Smack, they had about an hour to think about it.
Yep.
So they're like, well, 205's going on. Where did we go wrong? Oh yeah, we didn't announce shit for matches. So here we go. We're going to announce that there's a women's title match. Oh, and there's a tag team turmoil match. Yep. You guys couldn't have bothered saying that on the actual broadcast? You wanted to just save that special info?
And they could have easily done that immediately after the match. They could have gone like, well, that... They could have cut back to Daniel Bryan and going, well, that went well. Why don't we just make it a tag team turmoil? There you go. Boom. That would have solved that entire segment from being stupid as hell.
That segment was just a mess. I mean,
I'll give JBL's credit. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was chaotic and stupid, and basically served the only purpose it served was to say, oh yeah, by the way, hi guys, we still have a tag team division. Here they are!
Yeah, because like, you know what the funny part is? It was a big kick in the nuts, too, because when Usos came out, I'm like, oh yeah, great, let's get them a good match. And then everybody started coming out, and I was like, what? So
I actually... You bring that up, I gotta say two things. One, I'm getting a little trigger happy with my remote control because I just saw the Usos. I'm like, okay, they're gonna go right to a commercial break. So, like, I fast forward and I come back. I'm like, the fuck? What? I see everybody in the ring. I'm like, Fandango's alive. That's great. But, what the? So I had to rewind that. But even better, my service for Raw, I went to fast forward a women's segment. Believe it or not, and all of a sudden skipped to the current time, and all of a sudden I'm seeing Samoa Joe beating the shit out of Seth Rollins. I'm like, really? I just blew that somehow. So yeah, loving my service as of late.
I'm glad I haven't switched over to that yet then.
It's really usually very dependent and reliable, but man, I was pissed. PSVU has let me down big time, but it only cost me $30 a month as opposed to whatever the hell Time Warner is, like 100 something. I'll take a spoiler now and then. It's worth, yeah.
It's not worth getting rammed up the butt.
Ross, we're a PG show.
That's why I said butt.
How rude.
All right, so Kent, you haven't told us yet. So let's get to your segment. Let's do it. What really grinds your gears? I'm kind of curious. We've held it off to the end.
What really grinds my gears is that cruiserweights are not allowed to do cruiserweight things.
Thank you.
This needs to be fixed. Like, it just needs to be fixed. 205 is going really well, but right now it's like watching 200-pound guys do WWE matches. They're not doing... You know, what we saw in WCW in the mid to late 90s, we're not seeing what ECW brought, not in the violence way, but in the tactical wrestling. We're not getting to see that shine, and at some point that may sink the ship. They need to start letting the guys fly. So that really is grinding my gears, but that Tozawa guy, I approve of him. And I also approve that I think that they might be teasing Austin Aries versus Tony Nese. If you paid attention on Raw, they kind of hinted at it. Then on 205, there's a slight hint towards it. Maybe it happens, maybe it don't, but that'd be a great match. And on 205, not to ruin anything, but there's a really good backstage segment with Neville, Noam Dar, and Alicia Fox. The matches are okay. I mean, really, if you watch that segment and Tozawa, you're good.
Okay. I'll catch it tomorrow, probably. But 205's not bad. You're right. But what they're doing, the service to it, it's a complete and utter trash heap. You're right. Raw, okay, if you're trying to get people to watch 205 live, then Raw needs to be that showcase. It doesn't have to be too much. Just give us matches that are good. But the matches on Raw are Raw matches. They're WWE matches, which, okay, I don't need to go see 205 for that. I want to see the Cruisers for Cruiserweight matches.
I'm curious, Ross. Just asking you, would you prefer Raw to give us, you know, like, two great matches or, like, a great match and an angle on Raw?
Well... Depending on the week, probably, but honestly, I'd probably want one great match, one angle. That's all I need.
Yeah, I think people get so strung up on this whole, oh, we just want good matches. Really? You just want good matches? Because I watch wrestling, honestly, for the stories. It's the matches that complete the story or keep the story moving, but you need to have that initial angst. You need that hatred. You need that bitterness. You need the rhyme and reason why these guys are
right,
fighting.
I want a good reasoning for what it is. I like seeing great matches. I'm more in it for the matches, but you're right. A good story goes a long way. Like
that's the whole Attitude Era, right? Like, yeah. We didn't get great matches in the Attitude Era. We got great stories with some okay matches.
And then sometimes we got some great matches, so it was even better. So
right.
You're right. Like, for example, great story right now. The Wyatt family. Great story. I am legitimately curious on what they're going to do next. And let's face it, other than Luke, Randy's been boring in the ring, right? Other than recently, not recently. Recently, he's been really on fire. But before
I don't
this,
know, Russ. I mean, he's been winning Royal Rumbles. What have you been doing yourself on Sundays? Not winning Rumbles?
Watching them.
There are two types of people, Russ. Doers and watchers.
And we're clearly watchers.
Yes, we are.
All right. So,
I have one question for Carrie.
Ooh.
Carrie, for 205 Live, would you be in favor of having an on-screen GM-type person? A character that just sits there and makes matches. You don't need to have any storylines with them. More Daniel Bryan, less Mick Foley, Stephanie. Would that help at all?
I think that would work out fine. I mean, every other show in the company has something like that. I mean, NXT, you have William Regal, Daniel Bryan on SmackDown, Mick Foley on Raw. I mean, you have that already. So I think it would be logical to have.
Who would you have then?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have no idea.
Russ, I know you have an idea.
Do I?
You sure do.
Ooh, okay, who would be...
I was just buying time so Carrie could look to the left.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure who would be a great GM for it. It would have to be...
Braun Strowman, yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You read my mind. Braun Strowman would be a perfect GM for them.
How great would it be, though, to use somebody like Big Show or Braun? Like, it'd be like, yeah, that makes no sense.
Completely no reason for them to be doing it, yeah. You know who actually would be a really good one? God, I just had it. I can't think of his name.
Dean Malenko.
No, but yeah, okay, he would be good, actually.
Fit Finley.
No.
Jamie Noble.
Nope.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, Jamie Noble actually would be really good.
Yeah, Noble would be good.
Yeah.
I'll also say another guy, since his career is never going to go anywhere, but he can talk on the mic, Wade Barrett. Hmm. I'd like to see him in some kind of role like that. Maybe not for 205, but I would like to see him even on commentary.
Yeah, he'd be good commentary, or he'd be definitely a good like back business type guy, manager. He'd be a good manager, actually.
He was a gifted guy that just had a few injuries. I mean, he's KMO relevant. I know it saddens you because you see Seth on that same career trajectory.
Sadly, I do. But it's kind of sad, especially if this is a legitimately... major injury. We're not looking good here.
No. All right.
Okay.
Can we go to our whatever we got left?
The last thing we do every week is guess the wrestler. So we've got guess the wrestler. Of course, what happens is we get to ask 9 questions to one of us. And this week it happens to be Carrie. So Kent and I will ask Carrie 9 questions that she must answer about our wrestler that she has chosen. Mostly yes and no, but, you know, it's wrestling, and there's a lot of wrestlers out there, so it's kind of hard to just do yes and no. Carrie, do you have a wrestler for us?
I do.
Excellent. Kent, do you want to ask the first question?
I sure do. Are they currently still on the active roster of WWE?
No.
Oh.
Well, Russ, actually, that made things a lot easier, I think.
It did. Let's eliminate it even more. Are they currently wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that made it even easier.
Do they currently wrestle in America predominantly?
Yes.
Are they predominantly known for tag or singles?
Singles.
Does this person currently wrestle in TNA?
Yes.
And you did say singles.
That's what I was wondering, too. Because I had my thoughts, and then I'm kind of off on it.
Who were you thinking, Russ?
I was thinking of Hardy.
Oh, I was thinking it's James Storm.
Hmm. Okay, well, we didn't ask this, although I don't know if we have to. Have they ever held the belt in TNA?
Yes.
Has this person ever wrestled in WWE?
Yes.
Ha ha! Kent's got it. I think that's... How many was that? Was that seven or nine?
We each got one more left.
Okay, so is that seven or nine? Okay, they've wrestled in there. Did they have a big run in WWE? Like, were they ever a champion? A champion. I won't be specific. Were they ever a champion in WWE?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, let's have a little fun with this. Were they ever involved in an angle with Donald Trump?
No.
Oh.
So it's not Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, that's about the only other person I could think of.
Curiouser and curiouser. You know one thing we never asked?
What was that?
If it was male or female.
Yes, I know, and that kind of worries me now.
Yeah. Not many females from WWE, though, that were champions.
Yeah, and she says current. Mm. Gosh. Well, Bobby Lashley would have been my guess, and now it's kind of out. Is Jeff Jarrett's back? What about, is he wrestling or is he just backstage? Can't.
I don't watch TNA anymore.
Oh, crap.
Broken Hardys broke me.
Oh, crap. Because I was thinking Jeff Jarrett's back.
Russ, I can hint you towards somebody that's a good guess.
All right, go ahead. Hit me.
He may or may not have tag teamed with Cody Rhodes and Ben the Miz's apprentice.
Sandow. Sure, that's my guess, Sandow. But he's never held a title in WWE.
Yes, he has.
Oh, okay, Sandow. That's my guess.
No.
Damn.
Fuck.
That was a good one. Yeah, that was good.
Shit. How many other guys have held...
Problem is it could be a girl, because we never asked. I just thought we kind of narrowed it down.
It can't be a girl that's on... Gail Kim, as far as I know, is officially retired. Mm-hmm. Awesome Kong's retired. She said single, so that gets rid of Matt and Jeff. It's not Lashley. It's not Sandow. Brodus Clay has never held a belt anywhere, I don't think. So now I'm sitting here thinking, like, I got nothing. Shit. Well played, Carrie. Well yes. Played. Russ, was Hornswoggle ever a champion?
I think he was at one point. Of okay. Something, so.
Sold. Is it Shane Helms?
It is not.
All right. Who is it, Carrie?
All right. This person was a former WWE Women's Champion. She was also the inaugural TNA Knockouts Champion. And the first female inductee into the TNA Hall of Fame. And according to her Wikipedia page, she is not retired, Kent. I picked Gail Kim.
Tough one, because Kent did mention her, but you're right. We didn't. We should have gone female-male. That would have helped us a little bit. Oh, all right, well, Carrie wins. Congratulations, Carrie. That was a good one. That was good. Because you know, it's funny, because we usually always ask that question. I felt like we didn't need to this time.
Yeah, it's TNA.
Yeah, exactly. So that really bit us in the butt there. So.
Well, I picked her because I also mentioned her in this week's blog.
Ah, smart. All right, well.
I was going to say 9deuce.com/wrestling.
There you go. NineDeuce.com/wrestling. Don't forget to watch that. Don't forget to email us, guys. If you want to email us, go ahead. Ask your questions. I know we didn't get to emails this week, but typically...
Fuck the fans.
There you go.
Just fuck them. In the butt.
But, speaking of butt, we typically like to answer your questions. This week, it's just so much wrestling going on. A lot of things happened we really wanted to focus on.
All right. In all fairness, almost all of our questions had something to do with Nia Jax, and I just did not feel like answering them.
Who does?
I don't know why there's so many Nia Jax fans that watch this crap, or listen to this crap. Sorry, not watch. We're not famous.
No.
Russ is. Not me. We also have Twitter. We have Instagram.
Yes.
Official Nine Deuce.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yep.
I've been keeping up. The whole week I have kept up on everything.
Excellent.
You don't follow either thing, do you?
Not a clue. I don't even have Twitter.
You're missing out on nothing.
I didn't think so. So.
I hate Twitter.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Twitter and Instagram. Okay, whatever. I have an Instagram account. I've never been on it.
Oh, Facebook.com/NineDeuceBlogs is a thing that people can check us out at.
All right.
And of course, if anybody wants to, you know, hear my thoughts on chick flicks, just go to NineDeuce.com and next 2 weeks you're going to be...
You're going to be enjoying... Kent's going to be enjoying life for the next 2 weeks, so... All right, well, that's going to do it for us. So, for Carrie and Kent... We hope you've been entertained. This has been quite the entertaining podcast we had going on this week. So, definitely different. All right. We will see you guys later.
Night, everyone.